So normally we'll start from the back, and then this is used to clean the scalp so that we get a better signal.
Inside Baylor University's Sleep Neuroscience and Cognition Lab, students are demonstrating how a research participant would be dressed with various electrodes that help measure the brain's electrical activity. It's part of research that the lab has been conducting since it first opened about a month ago. The research tests the relationship between sleep and various brain activity. The lab's director, Michael Skolin, says ideally the lab will establish a long-term relationship with participants
and follow whether sleep, the quality of their sleep at a certain time point can actually predict how well their memory and other things are preserved with aging.
The lab is equipped with 3 bedrooms, each about 10 feet by 15 feet, with polysomnography equipment, which records a participant's sleep, including brain activity, the amount of oxygen in your blood, your breathing patterns, your heart rate, and your eye movement. It's a process that can take from 20 minutes to about 45 minutes.
And so what we normally do is after we're done with this process, we would turn Michelle around and we'd start up the computer and we'd give her something like a memory test. So for example, we have a study where we are showing faces of people and we're asking the individual, learn these faces as best as you can.
And after a night of sleep, participants are tested on which of those faces they recognize. Skolin says in this particular study, researchers are trying to relate memory retention to the quality of sleep, which isn't just measured by how long a participant slept, but also by the type of sleep stages they went through. And although there has been previous research at Baylor that has looked at how clinical interventions can relate to sleep, there hasn't been a specific focus on sleep physiology. Skolin estimates about 30 people have participated so far in the 3-day study. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.